Welcome to Kingsway's weekly podcast. We hope this message blesses you.
About a month ago, when we started preparing this youth service, I offered to speak, and I didn't. The question was, what do I speak about? Because I didn't know what to speak about. So I was sort of just asking God for something. And then the question wasn't, what do I speak about? It was, will people be interested? Because I wanted to speak about how I met Jesus and how I became a Christian. So I asked Dad, and he said that I could read the telephone book or do a headstand and sing Mary Had a Little Lamb, and that someone would probably get something prophetic out of that. And then I asked Mum, and she said, just speak from your heart. So, I'm going to speak about how I met Jesus and how I became Christian. So, growing up, I was a Christian, but I wasn't a Christian because I believed in God. I was a Christian because my parents were Christians and their friends were Christians, and I went to church every Sunday, so I thought that was what was expected of me. Until I was about 10 maybe, or a bit older than that, I was sort of questioning, because if you sort of think about it, the fact of there being a God is sort of in my 10-year-old brain, it was sort of weird. And I just didn't really understand until it was about, the date is 19th of October 2015, so just over a year ago. It was Overflow, and I was with Hannah and Rachel and Poppy and Lydia, and we were doing, Hannah was showing us, so we were all stood in a circle with our hands out in front of us, and Hannah was just helping us to feel and experience the Holy Spirit, and we were passing it on to the next person. And when it got to me, I couldn't feel anything in my hands, and I didn't really understand. I thought, it sounds really stupid, but I thought something was wrong with me, until I started feeling something in my knees, and I didn't feel very stable. I was a bit I was nearly falling, and Rachel was nearly falling as well. And then it was just we were just laughing. It was a really good time. And then we started sticking coins on the walls. And so we're all stood around the room. Yeah, we were we were just blessing the walls and just welcoming the Holy Spirit. And we were just holding the coins to the walls. And they kept falling, but we kept on going until I got one to stay there. And that, for me, that was the first time I'd ever experienced God. The first time that I can remember. And that was the day that my life changed, or I began a new life, and I knew that Jesus was in it. So a Bible verse that we learned at Overflow, it's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It says, because I'm in Jesus, I am a new creation. My old life has gone and my new life has begun, which in the Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. So I just knew then that was the day that I'd began my new life. So that was over a year ago. And it feels much longer than a year ago. But so coming up to River Camp, which was last year, I'd spent the whole year so excited, and I heard such amazing stories from everyone that had previously been. Someone even told me that I'd probably go back to the tents crying every night, which didn't happen, but it was just still amazing. And the first night at River Camp, I had this dream where God was hugging me, and I was crying, and God was hugging me, and he was protecting me and telling me that he loved me and that I was loved. And I didn't really understand what the dream actually meant. So the next morning I just woke up and I sort of just didn't really think much of it. So that day, it was so amazing. It was better than I could have ever imagined. It was full of laughter. It was it was a really good day. And then in the evening, we were in the impact tent, and we had a guy from The Message called Ben talking to us, and he was talking to us about the nature of God. And he said something along the lines of, God is life and love, and who would want to turn away from life and love? And he also said, those who have breath in their lungs exist, but those who know Jesus are alive. Those two points that he made really stuck with me, because for the first time, I really did feel alive, and I had this connection with Jesus. And I got a bit teary, like I am now. And then I saw that Rachel was getting a bit teary as well, and we were all just crying. And then Ben asked us, if we wanted to invite Jesus into our lives, stand up, even if we already had him in our lives or not. And after he said that, I sort of thought about it, and I'd never actually said out loud or invited him into my life, even though I knew in my heart that he was in my life. So I sort of just grabbed Rachel's hand and just said that we can do this. We stood up together. And then I looked next to us, and Joe and Poppy had also stood up with us. So it was just all us four. And I think we were just all in tears because we were just so happy. And I had this weird feeling in my stomach, and I was just laughing, and I couldn't stop laughing and crying. And we were just so overwhelmed with the Holy Spirit. I think that was one of my favourite memories from River Camp. So after that, he prayed for us. He prayed for everyone in the impact tent. And then it came to the end of the session, and everyone started to leave and go back to their tents. And then we stayed behind, and we asked if we could have prayer from the leaders. So we ended up in this circle, and they were praying for us, and we were still crying. And then the dream that I had the previous night about me crying and God holding me and protecting me, that came back to me. And I didn't really understand why. I was a bit confused. And then once the leaders finished praying for us, the leader that was stood next to me, she just turned to me and asked me for my name. So I told her my name, and then we just started talking, and she said that God gave her an image, and that image was of me crying, and that God was holding me and protecting me. That image that I had the night before, it was just a bit weird, like crazy, that I'd had this dream, I had the image, and then she had the image too. And it felt really amazing, and just started to cry all over again. So what happened that night, I'll never forget that. And I think what God was just trying to tell me was that he loved me and that I am loved. So another memory from River Camp that I'll never forget is when we went to Evesham. It was me, Rachel, Poppy, Laura, Joe, Tegan, Rachel Blackburn and Rob Blackburn. And we just went into Evesham. And I think we went in with the mindset of, we're going to bless people, we're going to have fun and hand out the You Are Loved cards. We did do that, but it was a bit different than what we imagined. And something that I've learned from Mum is whenever there's clouds or whenever it's raining, just blow the clouds away and just ask God to bring out the sun. So that's what I was doing. And I was just blowing the clouds away. And then when we got into the town square, it just started pouring down with rain. And everyone was under shelters. And like the whole town square was just completely empty. And it was pouring down with rain. And the band from River Camp, they were playing. They were on the stage. And they were just doing worship. And we all just decided that we just run out there into the rain and we just dance. And then Rachel made up this dance that we still do to this day. And I think it's quite funny. But do it. Should we do it? Do it, okay. Yeah, let's do it. Right, okay. So you pull down the sun, like before, and then you brush away the cloud, and then
come on, Pop, stand up and do it.
So while worship was going on, we were just doing this dance,
pulling down the sun, and then
separating the clouds. And we just kept on doing that. And then after that happened, people started to join in, in the rain, everyone just came out of the shelter and
we were soaking,
but it was just amazing because, like, when as soon as we did that, everyone else joined us, and then I started to cry a bit because it's just God is amazing, you know.
It did stop raining, actually.
And I believe someone's knee got prayed for and they were healed as well, so that was good. And then we went to Costa and just got hot chocolate. That was nice. That was good. So that's another memory that I'll never forget. And then it came to the Christmas markets in early December last year. And the prophecy tent was over there. And I just thought, I wanted people to prophesy over me. So Liz and Andy that did the previous school, they prophesied over me. And Andy mentioned that I had this fluffy scarf with me, which is actually over there. And he said that when he saw me walking up, he saw that scarf, and he saw this image where I was crying and God was hugging me and holding me and protecting me. What God was obviously trying to say was that he wanted me to know that he loved me. And I was a bit confused to why I'd gotten that prophecy again after getting a river camp. And then I realised that I was sort of forgetting just how much God loved me over those few months. So now I know that I'm loved and that God loves me. So I haven't had those same words since then. And hopefully I won't have to have them again because I know now that I'm loved. The last month or so, it's been pretty stressful. There have been situations where I should have been stressed or I should have been panicked. But another Bible verse that we learn from Overflow, which is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, is give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you, which is actually in the Bible as cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And that really helped me because when I was in a situation where I was really worried about something, I'd give that to God, and I knew that he'd help me through that and that he'd help me sort out all those problems that I had. And then another thing that I've learned, not from Overflow, but from Mum, is that... Oh, gosh. Mum said that I shouldn't be worried or stressed if something hasn't gone the way I was hoping for. And what she always says is, all things work together for good. Which is Romans 8:28, the Bible. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. I've heard that so many times from Mum that it's probably tattooed into my brain. thanks. And now I know that if I find that anything has gone wrong or could go wrong, not only am I not worrying, but I also know things that will work, all things will work together for good. So.
We hope this message blessed you. If you're hungry for the more of God, if you want to be equipped to live the normal Christian life 24/7, see miracles, walk in healthy relationships, and discover Christ in you, then why don't you head over to www.idestiny.org.uk. iDestiny is Kingsway's 5-month full-time ministry and discipleship school, starting both in March and September every year. For more information on Kingsway Church, please visit www.kwcm.org. And for more information about iDestiny, please visit www.idestiny.org.uk. Have a great day.